What's up? What's your prognostication for baseball tomorrow based on that forecast? What'd you say the chance of rain was?
Well, tomorrow night, well, it's a 40% chance during the afternoon. That'll turn into a 70% chance overnight.
Ooh. Well, overnight?
Yeah.
I'm making some more specifics here. I get like.
Do I look like a weather guy?
Give us the hour by hour.
You're literally the guy that gives me my weather. That makes you the weather guy.
I'm the biggest weather guy on the show. I just don't get to do it very often.
Mitch is the weather guy.
I'm pulling it up for you right now.
I don't trust it coming from you. I trust it coming from Mitch because Mitch is the weather guy.
Okay, I'm looking at weather.gov, and it's not breaking it because it's tomorrow, right? So it's not going to break it down hour by hour.
I'm showing.
We'll get a better idea of that on tomorrow morning.
Showing 20% chance of rain during when the game is supposed to be happening tomorrow.
No, it's fake news. I don't trust
it. Okay, fine. Be that
way. I need it from my source. That's how I'm supposed to act in 2017. I need it from the source that I trust and the only one I ever go to.
It's Kansas, so it'll probably, it'll probably change a little bit here and there from now until then.
Okay, but as of right now, you feel okay with it? Is that what I'm getting?
Oh, like getting the game in?
Yeah.
Heck if I know.
Okay, well, some weather guy you are, Mitch. 5'10", Cole Manbeck is going to be on the show with us to talk K-State spring football, and I want to ask him the poll question. We've got a lot of things to kick around with Cole, plus his new drink. Wait till you hear about the new drink that he created. I watched a lot of SportsCenter, and even listening to some of the podcasts I listen to, I like to listen to a lot of the national sports talk shows. Bomani Jones, Dan Le Batard, some of the bigger ones, and everyone has been talking about, you can tell, like nationally it must be pretty slow sports time right now, which is understandable, but so much discussion about what the Mavericks did with Tony Romo, letting him come get dressed up, get introduced, sit on the bench. They wanted to play him. Mark Cuban wanted to put him in the game, but the NBA would not allow him to do so. And all this got me thinking, like, people seem to really enjoy that, and it got all this attention and eyeballs on the Mavericks, who, you know, they were not playing for anything last night. It was a meaningless game. What's one of the biggest problems that we have heard about recently from fans with K-State athletics? I always hear the complaining about the non-conference basketball schedule. It is pretty boring. It's tough with the landscape of college hoops today to get teams to play home and homes. We've gone over that ad nauseum. But to solve this problem, wouldn't it make it more exciting if you allowed the outgoing seniors to have their legacy honored by getting a chance to suit up and play in one of the non-conference basketball games when it's out of hand late?
So the outgoing football seniors.
Outgoing football seniors, yes. You know, you get Jordan Willis a chance to, you know, soak up the fan admiration, honor his career by getting to go play in the low post against Columbia.
Yeah, but there's no chance that
Chicago State,
a potential first-round draft pick, is going to do that. None. You have to find a guy who does not have – or that is going to embark on a – career other than sports.
Damn, I did not think it was going to be this easy to poke holes in this.
Well, but you're I'm right.
No, I'm that's he's why
not,
I say that.
He's not going to do that. But
well
that
probably
mean,
not. I don't know. He could get up and down the floor like, you know, two or three times just really late in the game, the last minute.
His knee turns the wrong way once, he loses millions.
I mean, we already know that fans love the guys who get into the game late, right? Like everybody goes nuts when the walk-ons are in the game when it's not close and they're actually out there scoring, shooting. And those are the fans that have stuck it out through, you know, the non-conference game against directional school State and actually made it there to the end of the game. If you had a football player out there, you'd probably sell more tickets if you knew there was a chance that you'd get to see Dante Barnett out there running up and down the floor, gunning threes or something. That would draw more fans to the game. There'd be more interest to it. It would just liven things up.
Now, I've got three names that are going to be seniors on K-State's football team this year that I want you to pick who you would most like to see suit up in this kind of scenario for K-State. Three guys. Guy number one is Bregante Matthews. 6'5", 315, big, big guy. He's one of the biggest guys that K-State has, one of the few guys that actually has the height of a basketball player.
It's not going to sell tickets, though.
Probably not. That's why I mentioned him first, all right? Number two, Will Geary. Will Geary out there, the bowling ball that might get every shot blocked that he attempted But, man, it would be fun to watch. I would stay for the end of the game to see Will Geary play for a few minutes.
I would definitely watch that.
Number three, and I think that this is probably the favorite, Mitch Lochbieler. Six seven.
Yeah, we're going to honor the guy. Can we at least get his name right?
Lochbieler. Well, he hasn't been K-State's full-time punter. I apologize. But he's a 6'7" punter.
Wait. Hang on. Let's recap here. We started this list with Briante Matthews.
Yes.
And said he would not sell tickets because an offensive lineman that has not had a chance yet to get his feet wet with the starters out there is not going to be a big enough draw. You said you listed him first for that reason. So the last person you mentioned was the backup punter. The guy who last year was the backup punter.
But he's 6'7". It's amazing. I love
the... So the backup punter is going to sell more tickets?
I don't know if he would sell more tickets. I'm talking about from us on Media Row, what would be
okay,
the most fun
okay.
to watch.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, I would be intrigued to watch that. But I think my general idea here was I'm not in the business of just coming up with some willy-nilly crazy idea for the sake of crazy ideas. I'm trying to help everybody out. I'm trying to sell more tickets. I'm trying to create more fan interest. I'm a problem solver. All right? That's what's happening here. And I don't think, no offense, I don't think Mitch Lochbieler and Briante Matthews are going to sell tickets.
But Will Geary will sell tickets?
He might. I think he's got the best shot out of the three there. People love Will
Assuming
Geary.
Assuming that he's got all of his issues worked out at that point?
Yeah, and I think Jordan Willis, Dante Barnett, like people would go look at that. Dante Barnett was a really good high school basketball player. He and Tyler Lockett, I think, won at least one state championship playing together. Some high school hoops. Wouldn't you have watched Tyler Lockett?
Yes.
Out there playing basketball?
Absolutely, yeah.
Like Colin Klein?
Look, I didn't have K-State's senior class of football players this year is not quite as prolific as we've seen the last couple of years. So I didn't have the cream of the crop to pick from. I did have to go with the backup punter. I apologize. But I'd watch.
How about, do you see that video? I retweeted it at one point, DJ Reed throwing down a dunk.
Yeah, that
like
was impressive.
Like at the rec or something?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to now go see what DJ Reed could do when he's running up and down the floor against what was one of the teams we played the non-conference schedule?
Hampton.
Hampton. Yeah.
Bobby Moe.
DJ Reed against Robert Morris. With the game out of hand late, I'd like to see it.
You think that Reggie Walker could play the two at K-State or play the three?
Reggie Walker's a good candidate. I would enjoy seeing Reggie Walker play there. I thought it was a good idea. The Mavericks may be onto something here. Cole Maybach on at 5:10. When we come back, Texas is finding new ways to motivate their football players. You're listening to The Game.